I found it.
What?
My wife was looking for her runway. I forgot I took it with me.
Did she glue it on?
No, she's quite tricky with that blade. It all started when I went to shave one morning. I said, honey, have you seen my kit? And there she was, spread out on the bed. She says, 1 second. Clean runway off.
And you saved it.
Well, I put it together and I tried to, you know, I missed a few parts. I'm not sure why she put a big C above her vagina.
I think it's for me. Problem, mystery solved.
We have a new case. We have a new case. Did my wife make her runway for my partner in crime? Did my partner in crime commit a crime for my partner in crime? Anyways.
It's safe to say this episode is not monetized anymore.
No,
I think it says that you can't talk about pubes in the first minute and a half.
This is no pube. This is a runway.
From where?
This is a guiding light in the darkness of love. This is a place where you put yourself. It's a direction you take. This is nowhere near sexual as it is beautiful.
Where was it shaved from?
Her pubis.
Case closed.
Which is not a pube, technically. We're discussing her pubis.
Pubis region. Ah, yes.
This is a beautiful runway from the pubis region.
It's a kink.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We fucking solved it. Welcome to the CMG investigation team.
So what kind of cases do we have today?
Well, we have one about frozen piss falling from the sky.
Yeah, and that's all you really need to know. We love bodily fluids falling from the sky on this show.
Now, without having looked at the case, I wonder, is this just a trip down Bourbon Street?
No, that's cum that falls from the streets there.
Oh, I thought it was breast milk.
Yeah, it's breast milk. That's what the beads are for, right?
Yeah, yeah. But
you toss the beads and then you get...
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine just like gesturing beads and then a woman just pulls out her breast and from below just...
Yeah.
Anyways, folks.
We have some very, very compelling cases today.
Before we get into this case, I saw an interesting case presented in the comments, which was, does anyone actually watch these? Does anyone like these at all? And the answer is yes, sort of. We've come to the bottom of if anyone actually likes these. And
the answer is?
Yes, sort of.
Perhaps, maybe.
It's possible. Still investigating into the possibility of people actually liking these.
I thought you said we got to the bottom of it.
The bottom of the beginning of the investigation. We're at the bottoms of the beginnings. You understand?
So if you like these, maybe let us know and help us get to the bottom of the bottom.
Of why some may perhaps like these episodes.
I like them.
I think they're fun.
I like this a lot. This is way better than the actual show.
Yeah, because we just get to talk about pee-pee falling from the sky.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're kind of going into these blind today.
We are.
Sometimes we get too much info beforehand, and we crack the cases too easily.
There's just so much.
So we thought, how can we up the degree of difficulty for us? Because we're getting too good at being detectives.
I mean, sorry, there's so many cases. I have to siphon through to find my frozen piss. Sorry,
are we doing that one first?
Yeah, let me find the paper about frozen piss.
There's a pasta in the woods? That one sounds good. That just, pasta that, in the woods?
That's just sex. That's what good pussy sounds like.
Mystery ice falls from sky. Number two.
Mystery ice. Oh, so it was that one.
Mystery ice falls from the sky.
From the sky. Have a look at this official paper.
Report right here. Do we take this shit seriously? Look at how beautifully this is formatted.
You know what we need?
Isn't that beautiful?
Excuse
me. Like I said, we take this shit seriously, okay?
Damn, he got possessed by that one. Possessed, man.
All right. Take it away.
This is our first case. Stephanie Moore said she was woken up by a crashing sound one night and saw a huge hole in the ceiling. After the incident, she said she found shattered bits of wood on the hallway floor in a puddle of water. Miss Moore told CBC News, "At first, I thought it was just damage to the ceiling. I couldn't tell it went right through the roof when I first saw it." She said both the roof repairmen who... Miss Moore told CBC News,
"At first, I thought it was just damage to the ceiling. I couldn't tell it went right through the roof when I first saw it."
She said, what she sounded like?
I'm just guessing.
Oh, yeah.
She said both the roof repairmen who visited the next day said it was, quote,
"The strangest thing.
That's the strangest thing I've ever seen."
Are they Mexican?
Allegedly. The roofer who inspected the damage said there was no rotting wood in the roof and before the incident. They did not find any evidence that a tree or branch caused the damage, and there is no ice or snow on the roof. The roofer said it was most likely to have been, quote,
"It's probably blue ice."
I'm just reading the document, folks. That's what it says here in the document. The producer wrote,
"It's probably blue ice."
Yeah. Zach, that's kind of racist, man.
It's racial, if anything.
No, he can do this. He's Mexican.
Potentially.
Or is he?
Allegedly.
Now, that's a case.
Blue ice is a term for frozen excrement that can accidentally leak away from planes mid-flight, named for the color of the disinfectant used by sewage systems in commercial planes. The only other thing that could cause that sort of damage would be a small meteor strike, but that would leave a rock or mineral in the debris. Was what damaged her home a blue excrement from a plane or something else entirely? What could have caused the plane to dislodge the excrement in the first place? Now, hold on. If I may, take a hit from the pipe.
You may. Oh, wait, this is news to me that they're freezing piss and shit. I didn't know they do that on planes.
So hold on, bro. You're telling me that planes take shits?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
So is it technically you taking the shit or does the plane take the shit?
Damn. Whoa.
And if the excrement is blue, is it because of the solution used or is the shit coming from United?
Nice. Or JetBlue. Maybe that's why it's called JetBlue. Case closed.
The chemtrails have been solved. It's just piss and shit in the sky. All right. A brick of piss.
A brick of frozen piss and potentially shit. Wait, would they... wouldn't there be shit in there too? If it was just piss. She woke up and found a puddle of piss.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like there was any sort of fecal matter.
That...
What?
Frozen piss would imply a filtration system. So there'd have to be a poo catcher.
Yeah, exactly.
So beneath the toilet, there'd have to be a layer that catches the poop and then the piss drains through.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
But there still would be actual excrement.
Yes.
In it. So frozen piss. Now let's review this. She said she found a puddle of water.
And something smashed through.
A giant hole and a puddle of water.
Yeah. I think it was her husband.
Hmm.
Came back drunk as fuck.
Fell through the roof?
Yeah. And like was, you know how like dudes come back and they like piss in the closet
because
they don't know where the bathroom is?
Yeah.
he did that. Or it was Santa.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
It
was, oh, okay. The end. Yeah. Next story.
Oh, I forgot about Santa.
Oh, that's
Santa.
It. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right. Closed.
Yeah, closed. No, her husband came back drunk as fuck, right? He's like, oh, I'm fucking piss. I got to take a piss. And he's like, you know, stumbling around outside trying to find the bathroom. He climbs up the side of the house. He's like, I must be on the roof. Yeah. I forgot what the bathroom
that's
is.
That's what's in my head.
Yeah. 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 I think the shitter's up here. I think we put it up there.
Yeah.
He's blacked out, right? So he gets up on the roof. He's like, yeah, I think it's around here somewhere. And he's like, oh, it's right here. Right. Drops trowel.
Mm.
Starts pissing.
Mm.
Falls over.
That, yeah.
Falls through the roof onto the floor.
That is a likely motion for a drunk man.
Exactly
just
like
this.
Notice the blue tinge as well to the lighting in here. That's not a coincidence.
So he falls through.
And oh, then he probably, sorry, I'm going here. I'm on something. He probably had a bunch of UV blue vodka.
What's the blue flavor Ciroc?
I don't know, but what, is it blue raspberry? No. there's the one with the cat too. Hypnotic? Is that what it's called? Hypnotic with a Q. Can you search that?
Yes.
It's like vibrant blue.
Yeah, no, I always thought that was just the bottle. I thought Hypnotic was actually clear.
No, it's actually blue because we used to make these drinks called Incredible Hulks where you would mix it with whiskey or something and it would turn green.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So her husband is at the bar slugging Hypnotic on ice.
I'm sorry. This just... I'm sorry. I'm just realizing like this is the go-to in comedy clubs. And
wait, what?
Oh yeah, people
they sell these?
They fuck up some blue drinks, yeah.
They sell this looks like what's the monster from Monsters Inc? Sully?
Yeah.
Sully's jizz?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean this is a chug jug. This is Shield right here.
Yeah,
that's actually why you want to fight on Hypnotic, yeah, because you think you're fucking 200, 200. You're like, dude, I'm good.
I'm good, man. I got the shield.
You can take more punches after you drink Hypnotic. Oh, bro, I'm cracked. I'm cracked. Dude, I'm down. I'm down. You got to res me, dude.
Yeah. Here, have another one.
Here, have a,
Oh, thank you.
I think you have a hole in your head from falling on the concrete after you got knocked out. No, I'm fine.
No, that's from when I fell through my wife's roof.
Oh, people, they fuck up colored drinks in comedy clubs.
Why?
That and gummy bear drinks. I don't know.
The only place to do that is Dave and Buster's.
Yeah,
that's the only place, or like any equivalent restaurant.
Yeah,
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, you think Dave and Buster's and Cheesecake are equivalent?
Yeah, I'm thinking about like American chains that are like a little bit overpriced. They're fucking everywhere and they're good every time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
All reliable.
Yeah, exactly.
So he had Hypnotic and he pissed himself.
So he was at the comedy club by himself, I guess.
Yeah, by himself enjoying some jokes.
And three or four Hypnotics on ice.
Yeah.
Got way too fucked up.
Mm.
Went home, climbed the roof, pissed vibrant blue piss onto the roof and then fell through the roof and the piss came with him. And his wife woke up and was like, you know, kind of dazed because she was like half sleeping. And it was super dark in there. And so she kind of looked and he's like.
Right.
Right.
Like a T-Rex. Like,
yeah.
Don't move.
Exactly.
Okay.
And she's like, man, she thinks she's dreaming. She rolls over.
Right.
Goes back to sleep.
Right.
And he's like, the pisser's definitely not in here. And he gets up and goes back to the
comedy club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walks all the way back to the comedy club.
Yeah. Because he forgot he had been.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't think it was plain piss. I think it was just a drunk husband who drank too much Hypnotic.
Yep.
That's it.
Case closed.
Now, do you think all the piss came out when he fell? Like, was it like a Home Alone situation? He fell through the walls, like, boom, and then all the piss. As soon as his belly hit the floor.
The way I'm picturing him is he, like, took his dick out and then sort of, like, started dozing off while waiting for the piss to come out.
Right.
So I think that's what it was.
And he just face planted.
Yeah.
And then when his stomach, his bladder hit.
The piss went, yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. His dick exploded in the process, too.
And some came out of his ass.
You ever taken a piss and you feel like your dick's going to blow up from how much pressure is backed up from the liquid?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Every time.
I hate that.
What?
I had one of those like recently and it was wigging me out. I'm thinking this thing's going to blow up my balls. Like, why did I drink this much water? Balls.
That's where the piss comes from, right?
Well, I thought it was just going to go
the
backwards.
Balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I thought it was going to flow backwards and just into something else, you know? It was like a bunch of, just like, there's no room for it. And the back of my balls are going to blow out. Anyway. Yeah, so case closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. That's...
Zach, a lot of use of the word excrement.
It's a great word.
Excrement.
All right, what's next? That one's done.
The Green Cock Catman. Yep. That's what I think of that case.
Next case.
No, I wanted
the
to
Grenick?
Do...
I want to do Pasta in the Woods. I just love the title of this one.
I'm down for Pasta in the Woods. I also want to make sure that we get to... What was the... Hold on. Let's do Pasta in the Woods next. This is just, this is true crime by people who didn't study the night before. I'm sorry. sorry.
When did you sign this? I didn't know we were having a quiz today. I wasn't. Oh, man.
Fuck.
Okay. So this one's called, again, Pasta in the Woods. Something odd was found in the woods near the river basin.
It's just three lines. Something odd was found in the river basin. Pasta.
Pasta.
Huh. Huh.
In the woods, you say?
How much of, we don't know.
How
it's
much
just pasta.
It's just pasta in the woods?
Oh, the rest of it's just a big picture of pasta and dirt.
It's clip art of pasta and trees right
this
below
it. This
is
how it looked. Yeah. These are the woods and this is the pasta.
Pasta in the woods.
So you'd say it wasn't on the street. No, it was in the woods.
In the woods. Yeah, there. Is that actually it?
Okay,
oh, so this happened recently?
Okay, that's fucked up.
That's a fuck ton of pasta. Dude, it was the flying spaghetti monster.
I think the flying spaghetti monster crash landed. Dude, is that like... I think that pasta like is alive. Damn, Luke, are you hungry? Can I eat that? Where is this?
Wait, go back. It is curious that it's all in a line. Like that.
Well, let's read the details.
Okay, sorry,
of the
case. Something. Okay. Pasta in the woods. Okay. Something odd was found in the woods near the river basin in Old Bridge, New Jersey, where hundreds of pounds of cooked pasta were dumped in the area last month. Their origins remain a mystery. Nina Jochnowitz. Jochnowitz?
Jochnowitz,
who ran for city council in the town of about 66,000, posted images of the piles of pasta online, thanking the Public Works Department for cleaning up the estimated 500-pound mess. 500 pounds of pasta. In her post, she criticized the mayor, saying he ignored the situation. The perplexing pasta piles, nice.
PPP.
Yeah. Alliteration there. The perplexing pasta piles.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of just a battle rapper.
What?
Put it past me, perplexing pasta piles.
Just pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. All right, anyway.
The preposterous pasta piles proliferated, with some insisting that the suspect is a man by the name of Al Dente.
Is this a Pixar movie? This is stupid.
Others cautioned, don't forget his partner in crime, Linguini. That's not that funny.
So we're just reading tweets now.
No, these are serious statements.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
These are actual...
Oh, yeah.
We have to take word witnesses. Detectives. Yes, yeah, we can't write anything off.
One of the witnesses said, a man by the name of Al Dente did it with Linguini.
Eventually, neighbors who live near the dump site believe they solved the pasta puzzle themselves. Okay, cool. Cool, I guess it's solved.
Damn, dude.
What?
Just thinking about some idiots in this New Jersey town, like, thinking that the pasta is a literal puzzle.
Oh, we got it.
Solved.
We connected them all.
Solved it. It's a maze. Where does it lead? After analyzing footage captured by a home security camera, they determined it came from a man who'd been cleaning out his mother's home after she died. There was so much of it, he was probably a bit overwhelmed, Jochnowitz says. Why was there so much pasta? Was this really the reason he dumped off the pop? Was this really the reason he dumped off the pasta? Dumped it off?
My boy is dumped off the pasta.
Yeah, he's dumped off the pasta, yo. Too much rigatoni tonight, man. My boy's dumped off. Look at him, dude. This is what happens. This is a pasta coma. Dude, I'm telling you, man. You got to stop eating so much ravioli. He had 3 cans of SpaghettiOs. Look at him. Dumped off the pasta. It really is just such an absurd thing to see. No one expects to see hundreds of pounds of pasta in the woods. That's a direct quote from probably one of the neighbors.
Sanitation worker picks it all up.
Dude, that was for Bigfoot. What are you doing?
Yeah. I think it was a Bigfoot trap.
You think so?
Yeah, someone was trying to lure him out.
Yeah, maybe.
A mother... I mean, I wouldn't put it past an Italian grandma in New Jersey hoarding or like handmade pasta.
But why is it cooked?
That's the crazy part. And how
it's,
could...
Anyway, it's 500 pounds. There's no way you could store that in a house.
Yeah.
Unless you were a hoarder, which I think is the case.
But how could you hoard cooked pasta? Doesn't it go bad after like a few days?
We don't know if it's... It could be rotten.
Could we get a close-up on it? I've never seen rotten pasta. Like rotten cooked pasta.
It'd just be like molded. Like the white on top of that pile right there, that's probably mold.
Mm.
You know, right?
There's just little Parmesan.
Yeah, maybe someone can. Maybe the person who found it was like, I'm not letting it go to waste.
Are these mushrooms?
These are macaroni.
Oh, so there's different types. So you got elbows. Could you imagine if you're on shrooms walking through this and you just see that?
Yeah.
Would you be scared?
I think I'd be stoked.
Yeah, just start eating.
It's a sign from God that I'm hungry.
Most cooked pasta only lasts in the fridge between 3 to 5 days before it starts to show signs of expiration. Eating expired pasta comes with risk, similar to those associated with other expired foods.
Wait, we know it's cooked because the spaghetti is like bent. Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be straight?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking unless it was like rolled in dough and like handmade.
Yeah.
You know?
500 pounds? Do you think maybe the mom like had dementia or something like that? Or like...
And she just kept making pasta?
Yeah. Or like Alzheimer's? She kept like forgetting that she was making pasta?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I gotta cook dinner for my son.
Just living in a loop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. They were making a pasta jacuzzi for the boys. Yeah. This feels like some New Jersey shit to do.
It really does, man.
Yeah, and then we just... Yeah. Some dude from Philly.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo. And then we just filled a fucking... A blow-up pool outside with a bunch of pasta.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
Yeah, and then Christian jumped into it. Weird.
Well, I think we solved it.
Along with elbow.
And macaroni.
Yeah.
And Luz. You know Luz?
No.
Anya? Do you know him?
You fuck with lasagna?
Have you ever met Penn?
Nah.
Is my boy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my boy.
Penn.
We go way back.
Penn.
Nah.
Penn. Nah. No, that's Penn. Nah. That's my boy Penn. Nah. All right, I want to talk about the ghost of Oxford Milford Road. Kind of got
Pager, we on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
so,
yeah, sorry. Yeah, right. No, I did read it. I read this. Yeah, last night. I couldn't get through all of it. Skimmed it. But so why don't you read it?
The Ghost of Oxford Milford Road.
Milford? Damn, I want to go there.
The Ghost of Oxford Milford Road.
This is a city full of MILFs.
They got a bunch of Milfords.
All right.
Milford.
Milford.
I guess this is what it means when you sleep with a MILF. You got Milford. Dang. You just gave me a flashback to when, like, the stupid kid got shamed in class for not reading something. Yeah. Which is kind of funny because school sucks.
Yeah.
And the stupid kid had it right.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't read Moby Dick? Ugh. It's like, yeah, why would you read Moby Dick? Anyway. The Ghost of Oxford Milford Road. When Brad Culp was a student at Miami University in Oxford. Boo! I don't have any strong feelings, sorry. When Brad... First of all, Brad...
Brad Culp? All right, man. Okay.
Okay, is Culp his middle name and Ritt is his last name? All right, man. Okay. Zach, are you making this shit up? Are you humiliating us? When Brad Culp Ritt was a student at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, there was a rumor that the town was one of the most haunted places in America.
Whoa.
When Culp started an on-campus magazine.
Culp. Culp.
When
it's Culp. Haunted. Culp.
Don't talk about don't refer to yourself in third person, Culp. I was gulping.
I'm scared.
I was culping. When Culp started an on-campus magazine, he couldn't wait to write about several of the area's most famous phantoms.
I need to write about these phantoms. I can't wait.
Not long. It's just cars. Like fucking phantom like Rolls Royces. Just goes to like a fucking night. There's so many phantoms here. Purple, green, blue. Not long after his story published, though, he kept finding himself thinking about one ghost in particular, the Rolls-Royce 70th anniversary edition ghost. No, it was the ghost of Oxford Milford Road. As the story goes, many decades...
Super hot mom that died.
As
the Oxford MILF. Sorry, keep going.
As the story goes, many decades ago, probably, Zach, you probably don't want to use goes and go just after each other, just creative note.
It's just you giving Zach notes.
Sorry, just a quick creative note. I wouldn't use goes and go in like a, it's just kind of weird. As the story goes, many decades ago, see how unintelligent you make
it does,
me sound?
It does I just, sound
I would
weird,
write that
yeah.
differently so I don't yeah. sound so stupid. As the story goes many decades ago, probably sometime this woman goes. As the story goes many decades ago, probably sometime in the 1940s. As the story goes many decades ago, probably sometime in the 1940s, there was a young man courting a young woman O in
His
a
name was Cody Co.
They did the dosey do, and he said, Brody Ho, why don't you go down on my dokey do? Lo and behold, she gave his foreskin a roll.
And she said, my, 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 watch that pole go.
And he had a big O.
As a story goes, many decades ago, probably sometime in the 1940s, there was a young man courting a young woman in a rural part of town. Because the woman's parents didn't approve of the match, each night he visited under the cover of darkness. After her parents went to bed, the young woman would sneak out of her farmhouse and flash her titties. Whoa. Zach, no need for the vulgar language. She would sneak out to the farmhouse and flash the lights of her parents' car three times. Then her young suitor would ride his motorcycle down the road. That's not very discreet.
Yeah, the loudest shit possible.
The 1940s, so probably ran on fucking ramen water.
One night he took the turn right before her house, a little too sharp, says Culp.
The motorcycle went one way, he went the other. His injuries were so severe that he did not survive. Rumor has it, however, that his love-struck ghost still haunts this stretch of Milford Road. Curious Culp, his girlfriend, and a friend decided to head out there one night to see if they could verify the tale. His girlfriend was worried she'd be completely freaked out. Quote, she believes more in that stuff than I do, Culp says. But he was mostly concerned that his suspicions... But he was mostly concerned that his suspicions that none of this was actually true would be confirmed. On this particular night, as Culp passed the abandoned farm, an idea came to him and he pitched it to his girlfriend. Though reluctant,
we should go fuck on Milford Road.
None of this shit's real anyway. We should smash.
Though reluctant, she relented. What's going on, Zach, with this alliteration? Though reluctant, she relented. She was relentless when she started on his rapacious wood. What's that word mean? Is that not a good word?
Rapacious?
Yeah.
Probably not. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. I don't know if you've made it up.
I thought that was a word.
There you go. Aggressively greedy or...
Well, it still doesn't make sense.
Rapacious landlords.
Rapacious.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Greedy or grasping. She was rapacious on my wood.
Yeah, there you go.
Grasping your wood. All right. Though reluctant, she relented, and Culp turned a short way into the farmhouse driveway. He killed the engine and flashed his lights three times. No joke, there was a single headlight that appeared 3/4 of a mile down the road, Culp says. You saw it start to come, going pretty slow. It kept coming and coming. My girlfriend was freaked out. It was coming closer and closer. As a collision seemed imminent, Culp turned on his car lights. He expected to see a kid on a bike bailing out from his prank now that he'd been caught. But there's nothing there. The light is just gone, he says. They got out of the car. They walked around trying to figure out what it was they could have seen. To this day, we still talk about it. I saw something I cannot explain, he says. Is this an elaborate prank? Is it actually a ghost? What could explain what Brad and other witnesses to the same phenomenon have seen?
So other people have seen this?
Apparently, yes.
This was in 1940?
So people,
wait, somebody got a picture of it?
No, I think this is a...
Or is this a rendering?
This was a rendering.
An artist rendering?
This is an... This is a... What do they call it? A suspect sketch?
Yeah.
So let's be clear. They go to a farm road, and they flash the lights three times on a long road, and they see a single light that is supposed to be the ghost of the dude in the bike.
Yeah.
Bailing out.
What happened to the girl? She just lived? Just forgot about him, probably? You know?
Damn. That's crazy. You flash the lights and your dick appointment dies? Whoa. Dang.
I think, I mean, you know, this all kind of boils down to do we believe in ghosts?
Hmm.
I don't.
You don't. Not at all. I'm clarifying. You don't believe in them at all.
I don't want to believe in them.
Right.
Because they scare me, which means I believe in them a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not. I believe that I don't know everything. So I don't feel confident to say there's no such thing as a ghost, but I'm highly skeptical of people's experiences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I think maybe these people...
Like, we don't know the context. Were they high as hell?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that it's this guy, fucking Brad Culp. With a name like Brad Culp, you know him. He's like, yeah, let's puff down this hooter.
Yeah, I'm
going to
start
like
a Phantom
this.
Magazine.
Yeah, exactly. Of what magazine?
A Phantom magazine. That's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, I'm thinking about writing about these fuckers. Dude, you won't believe this, but apparently this is the most haunted place like in the world. Hit that?
Yeah.
Let me get that back real fast. So, yeah, so I've been thinking about writing about this place, man.
Because I'm like... I'm a business major, but
like
people don't know, like I'm actually a good writer too.
Yeah, like at my heart I'm an artist. Hold this. Thanks. Like so, I'm much more creative than people give me credit for.
Yeah, my boy's like super creative.
Oh fuck. No, like I'm working on like a couple like manuscripts.
Yeah,
like,
my, like
and he, movie scripts.
He wrote like a movie. Like he's definitely going to be like a big producer one day. Like I know.
And it's like really good too. Like it's like Spielberg level shit, man.
No, like and I really fuck. Let me see that shit. I really fuck with movies and shit. So like my boy, like I wouldn't fucking lie. Like I've seen a ton of fucking movies and like this is my fucking dude. You're probably gonna have to edit all these fucks out because of the algorithm, but like it's all good.
Yeah. So like that's true. That's kind of broke the fourth wall there a little bit. No, but like it's true. Like, so my plan is like I'm gonna write, you know, I'm gonna write like this thing about ghosts or whatever.
Yeah,
it's, it starts
your,
as
a student ID. Let me your student ID.
Yeah.
No, keep going.
You cut up some more. It starts as a magazine, right? Because like that's how you get the people interested in it. Like everyone's reading magazines now, but then it becomes a business later down the line, where you're selling.
Is this all yours? It is. Can I have
anyways,
like two more?
I can't say too much because I don't want you guys to steal it, but it's going to be like world changing shit.
Sorry.
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. Linguini's got a nosebleed. Oh, man, dude.
I think I'm going to go cook, man. This shit's kind of intense.
Dude, no. I know what we should do.
What?
Dude, let's go to fucking the Milford Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what?
Like, let's go see it. Like, let's go. Let's.
Yeah, I mean,
time to start
it, dude,
writing.
It's, like, it's your dream. Like, it is time to start writing.
Exactly.
Like, fucking hustle.
So let's do the first one.
Let's smoke a joint real quick, though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Or no, I got these shrooms.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Or acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Both. Easy ass.
Yeah.
And then they went and saw the ghost. And then that dude wasn't even with the girl the whole time. He was just with his boy. He was tripping on acid.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just saw a woman in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a virgin.
Yeah. Brad Culp.
I think we solved it.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I think we solved it.
I definitely think we solved it.
Yeah. And then the cops were like, what did you see? And he was like, well, my girlfriend and I were at the Milford Road.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was just two dudes that kissed each other because they were on cocaine. And they just like made some shit up.
Yes,
and
dude.
Two
that's
dudes poked
is.
Out.
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah, exactly. Nah, man, you really are creative. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Oh, fuck.
You're the only person that's really like understood that side of me, you know? Yeah, I'll always understand it.
I mean, now like
that
is
so much.
Now's the time to figure out who we are.
Yeah.
We don't know we don't like it until we try it.
Dude, totally.
That was weird.
No, they're both. That felt gay as hell.
I don't know if that was for me, dude. Our beards touched. I don't know about this
that
anymore.
It was so weird.
Oh, dude, they do it, and then the one they just stare at each other, and the one guy just takes off running.
Yeah, yeah. And he's wearing like a light or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What? And that's the light that he sees in the distance.
So we got a call from the owners of the farm I have here. You haven't heard the Oxford Milford ghost story? No, man. I like write a column like it's my own thing. Like it's this business. Dude, it's super crazy. So basically,
I saw, it was a ghost. It was not a dude I kissed.
It's not. It was not the dude Ivan from my fraternity. It was not him.
We did not touch lips gingerly, all right? It's the ghost of a dead guy. Fell off a motorcycle. It was crazy, like super fucked up, intense shit, man. It was not my buddy's sultry lips.
What were you doing out here? I wasn't kissing a guy.
Why would you even suggest that? We didn't
say anything, man. We're just trying to find out what's going on.
Okay, because I'm straight. Freaking bad cop, all right?
The cop tries to level with him. Yo, man, you straight? No, I didn't fucking kiss a guy out here.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Sorry, yes. That's the answer to the question. Yes.
Yes, sorry.
Yes, I'm straight. I didn't kiss any guys out here.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Cool, man. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, we got it. We got it.
We got it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's it. So it was two frat guys coked out, discovering their sexuality. And investigating their sexuality.
Yeah.
And one of them took off running on FaceTime. and he let his flashlight on accident. And he's running backwards. Yo, dude, this guy from Sigma just kissed me, dude. I didn't even want to do it, bro. We were just doing coke. And he's like, let's go look at a ghost. And then I'm just keeping my light on to make sure he doesn't come after me right now.
Yeah.
He's running backwards.
All right, case closed.
Yeah.
What's next? Okay, next up, pasta in the woods.
Now I'm just thinking.
Next up, pasta in the gym.
Oh, wait.
What?
There's a lot of
what is up with it?
There's a lot of pasta stories. There's a lot. There's pasta in the gym and then pasta in the car.
Is this just Zach putting pasta in different places and then writing cases about it?
Actually, it'd be pretty good.
That would be really good.
Just dumping off the pasta in different places. Sorry, I'm just now thinking about the ghost of Oxford Milford Road. It's just a dude on Molly and his friend giving him a light show.
Yeah.
He just imagines this whole thing he did.
Yeah.
He was just fucking... All right, no. What's the green cock catman? Oh, Grenick. The catman of Grenick, he is usually spotted at night, identifiable by his glowing eyes from the darkness.
The Grenick catman. Local legend says that he was a Russian sailor who abandoned his ship that was docked in the
harbor. Who's the legend?
Yeah. It's fucking Brad Culp.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He is alleged.
Local legend says that he was a Russian sailor who abandoned his ship that was docked in the harbor in the 1970s due to poor mental health and fighting with other crew members. Stranded, the sailor began begging on the streets before being attacked by local youths who broke his legs and jaw, sad, leaving him unable to walk and struggling to talk. That's horrible. Excuse me. Reports say that he physically resisted medical treatment or being taken to any kind of shelter, which meant that he had to crawl on his stomach for mobility. He earned the nickname of the Catman due to rumors that he lived with a group of wild cats, caring for them. Some believe that he thinks he is a cat. The area where most sightings have been made is in the east end of Grenick near Scotston Lane.
Are these just made up? Scotland. Oh,
this area is where the
this
first
area where most of the sightings have.
Keep going.
This is Scouse.
This area is where the first videos and photos were taken in 2007. They show a man with skin covered in what appears to be motor oil, lying prone to the ground with a dead rat in his mouth.
Holy shit!
The Catman even has its very own Facebook fan page where a small group of devotees post sightings and rumors. No one is quite sure how long the Catman has been lurking the alleys and tunnels of Grenick. A quote from a witness in 2010. You got to do the accent now.
Catman is definitely real.
I don't even know. This is in Scotland?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it
is. Irish or dude.
Just anything?
Yeah.
Hi, the Catman is definitely real.
He gave me a hell of a fright.
The Catman is definitely real. He gave me a hell of a fright. The first time I saw it, this is Irish for sure.
Yeah.
I can't, what is it? I'm forgetting a Scottish accent. Just play a Scottish accent and I'll see if I can nail it. Scottish.
What is it?
Scottish.
Yeah.
My disclaimers, so I'm just going to do it in the Scottish.
Scottish.
Right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Scottish lesson. In today's lesson, I'm going
to
teach
you. Yeah, I can't do that. I'll just try to do Jamie from Top Boy. Catman is definitely real still. Gave me a hell of a fright. That's not even Roadman. The first time I saw it was just getting dark, and all I saw were his eyes. His face is totally black like in the video. He would lie at Scott's Lane path in the bushes behind the fence, pointing at cat meat that was left for cats, asking me to pass it through the fence. I think he was scared to go onto the path for it. I used to go buy doner kebabs for him when coming home from dancing. He hasn't been seen in ages now since the council put up corrugated iron so he couldn't be fed. What the fuck? That's so ruthless. Some say he hides for periods of time by leaving Grenick, but often returns. Who is the Grenick Catman? Are the legends of a Russian sailor true? Is it a series of pranksters? What is the likely answer to this history? Can all personal accounts, photos, and videos be trusted?
Look at this fucking picture. Dude, this is so funny. She's just posing with it. Yo, it's the Grenick.
I'm here with the Grenick Catman.
The Catman. Oh, shit. The fucking Catman. Yo.
That dude is just lying.
Yo, get a picture.
Yeah.
Get a picture. Yeah. That is horrifying.
Bro.
Wait, what? How do you even get? No, it's the gimp suit guy. Same dude.
Hey, yeah, no. What?
I love this guy.
So first of all, this is fucking for sure real.
I love this guy. How you doing, man? Doing pretty good,
bro.
Is that a rat,
bro?
This guy's a legend. He's a local legend.
Catman.
Yep. Sound?
He's like, meow.
Push a rat. I can see
that. Oh, there you go. You got a rat.
Hey. Yeah.
Take a little bite.
Come on, let me get any food for you.
What the fuck was this filmed on?
This was filmed on a Motorola Razr.
Oh, 16 years ago.
Motorola Razr.
Come on,
I see him. He's cool. He's a good man. Is a gun going off in the background?
he's back. Get my gun.
Yeah, get my gun. Well, that's American.
Yeah, exactly. How does he get his, like, what, how is his skin black?
It looks like motor oil for sure. Or
he's rolling around in it?
I mean, I would say this is just very obviously a mentally unwell person. And it's just crazy to me that a bunch of Scottish people walk by and they're just like, that is the cat man.
Yeah.
Give him a rat.
I don't know. I think that maybe the legend of the Russian sailor could be true, though.
Yeah.
Because... the fact that he can only crawl in his stomach is kind of indicative of something.
Yeah.
Right?
And refusing treatment, that's crazy. Yeah. Well.
This is fucking creepy.
And then, you know, people say he comes and goes, but he hasn't been seen in a while.
I hope he's good.
I think this can only mean one thing.
What?
We have to go to Scotland and investigate. We got to go to Grenick. I explain to me this cat man.
That would be sick, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, you seen this fucker, the cat man around here?
I? Right over here?
Yeah, that's like, oh shit, there he is.
Yeah.
Yo, get a picture. All right, we did it. Cool. Guess we can cruise back.
I just picture like four girls trying to rap drill, and their song is somehow loosely about the Catman. He's just in there, and they're just making a music video. I'm just picturing all those like atypical like gimbal shots with him just on the ground.
You're not messing with the ZTs.
Yeah. That's crazy. This image is so wild,
it's
dude.
It's wild. That picture is fucking crazy. That is kind of cat-like.
It is super cat-like.
Looking at you just like, yo, check it out. Look what I got.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, ew, gross.
Dude, we bagged up some trash.
Yo,
and it had
shit. Yo, I brought you something.
Bro, this just makes you think of this cat that's in our neighborhood. We bagged up some raw chicken. We didn't get around to eating it, so we bagged it up in its own separate trash bag, and we made sure to, you know, seal it off. And we got that fucker on tape going into our trash can, digging out that specific bag.
Does it have a lid on it?
Yeah, but
and they opened
it was slightly opened.
Okay.
Because we were slightly overfilled.
And it was a cat?
It was a cat. He got up in there, smelled it, pulled it out, ate it right next to the trash can. Just
damn.
It was, yeah, he's a little fucker.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at least it didn't go to waste then.
True. We threw out some Wingstop. He ate those. He fucked those up.
Too. Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I just picture him, like, coming back home, and his owner's like, where were you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Up to his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably your cats.
What?
Probably your cats.
Do you have
my cats are
cats?
Indoor cats. They're not eating shit. We don't even feed them. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, is this a man acting like a cat on the street? Guys, you want to take a minute to thank sponsor for today's episode?
Pretty litter.
Pretty litter. Did you know boys and girls poop?
No. We feed our cats very well. All right, they live
they
like
eat at least once a week.
At least once a week.
Yeah, dude. This guy is pretty cat-like. Although I've never seen a cat give a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's true. That is not very cat-like of him to do that. The mystery is, where is he? That's the mystery.
Yeah.
Because the case is pretty much, there's no case here.
It'd be crazy to see him break character and he just stands up.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sick of this
shit.
Cleans
his face off. He's like, what's up?
Yeah.
No, I'm chilling. What's up?
He's a furry.
Yeah, just a dude. Yeah. Yeah, I can't afford a suit, so this is kind of how I get my rocks off, you know? No, I actually just worked down at the bank over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm off Wednesdays and Thursdays, so.
This is what I like to do.
I kind of just take advantage
off,
of the night.
So, yeah. You know?
Yeah, can there be a TLC on this guy? Like, true, I mean.
Yeah, my cat life, my 200-pound cat life. Yeah, we should do a show called My 5'8 Life.
My 5'8, yeah, yeah.
My 160-pound life.
I'm sure people would really appreciate that show.
Yeah, it's just.
It's just us being small.
Yeah.
In places. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. I fit perfectly in airplane seats.
Ample room.
Sometimes I get offered the business class upgrade, but I don't because my feet don't reach the floor.
Yeah.
So I just prefer to sit in the regular seats.
Yeah. I'm, you know, size 9, size 10 shoe. Pretty standard. They're never really available, though, because, like, everyone is.
It kind of sucks.
So that kind of sucks.
You know, I kind of wish I had a more appropriate size for my height, you know, like a size 3 or something.
Yep.
So yeah. Okay, we got another case. Pasta in roller coaster.
What?
Whoa. The dancing plague. So many plagues. This sounds so good. Thieves steal town playground.
Town playground?
That is some stupid stoner shit to do.
Yeah, it really is.
Yo, what if we took this slide?
Yeah.
Yo, man, you got a truck?
Let's take the whole playground.
Oh, New Zealand? Let's go, man. More than 14,000 worth of equipment was stolen and damaged at a New Zealand Lake Moanui Junior Playground. The theft included two swings, spinning basket, and damage to the spring-fixed goldfish seat, which had... What? Hold on.
More than $14,000 worth of equipment was stolen and damaged at New Zealand's Lake
Moananui.
There you go. Yeah, Cody got it. Junior playground. The theft included two swings, a spinning basket, and damage to a spring-fixed goldfish seat, which was thrown into the lake. Kind of violent for the fish.
Yes.
Just drunk it. Yeah, just fucked up on it.
I'm releasing it to the wild, dude. He's going home. He's going home. Nemo, go find your mom.
I'm just picturing.
He can't breathe out here.
Oh, man. I'm just picturing four Maori kids just like.
Put him in the lake, eh? There's a fish. Throw him in the water.
Yeah.
And they just throw his ass down, just drunk as hell, like, swim away.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking God, dude. Okay. The district council communications manager, Carrie Fabry, said the playground had only been installed 2 years ago and stealing it wouldn't have been easy. Fabry said the people responsible also endangered the lives of young people using the area. Not only did this person or persons steal and damage items, they also left bolts sticking up out of the playground that created a serious safety hazard and could have hurt a young child quite badly, she said. Zach, you probably want to put "she said" back to back. She said, although rare, playground areas at the lake have been targeted before.
She said.
Items in public playgrounds are more costly than playground equipment designed for private use in home gardens and must adhere to New Zealand standards, she said. She said those responsible are yet to be apprehended, she said. The question remains, who would steal the playground for what reason, she said.
And if you want to see us solve this case, you're going to have to go to the extended version
of
this episode, which you can find at tmgstudios.tv.
Extended, eh?
Yeah.
Coming up in the special extended version.
It definitely was a man from another country and dimension.
Yeah.
That's 100% for certain.
Please.
Yeah.
Make it stop.
Please.
I can't stop.
See it all only on tmgstudios.tv. Sign up today.